Smart City Solutions sued the government over the controversial parking meter project, which the Georgetown Mayor and City Council, MNCC, failed in their attempt to implement across the city back in 2016. The company filed proceedings against the government of Guyana through the International Center for Settlement of Investment Disputes, based in Washington, D.C. Attorney General Anil Nandlal says that this matter has already cost the government a lot, and as the case continues to be pursued, more money could be expended.
Over $2 million U.S. dollars have already been expended in this matter, and it is still ongoing. We are now in the process of presenting our case, our defense that is, to the tribunal and preparing our witnesses who are to testify in support of our defense.
The Attorney General says these witnesses include local people as well as international experts. The government will now have to offset the expense of these local people traveling to the U.S. to testify and pay the experts hired for the case.
I say that to you so that you and the public will understand the humongous expenditure of public funds that continue to be made for blunders which we inherited from the previous administration.
Nandlal is of the view that the monies could have been better utilized for several social benefits to the people and main sectors in the country. U.S. lawyers are preparing Ghana's defense for arbitration in the case brought by Smart City Solutions over the termination of the parking meter contract. In 2022, the Attorney General announced that taxpayers would have to continue footing the legal fees for this country's representation, which could reach more than $3 million U.S. dollars.